On the face of Mount Bistoun, beneath the shadow of the ancient reliefs of Mithridates II and Gotarzes, two Parthian kings, lies a younger yet far more troublesome carving, the inscription of Sheikh Ali Khan Zanganeh, the powerful vizier of Shah Suleiman of the Safavid dynasty. In this inscription, a piece of land in the Dinovar region was endowed, an endowment deed written in elegant Nastaliq script intended to leave behind a good name for its benefactor. In this stone carving, Sheikh Ali Khan sought to record land he had dedicated as a religious endowment, an elegant waqf inscription in fine Nastaliq script intended to immortalize his name with virtue. But what was carved into the rock became not only a trace of piety, but a wound on the body of history. The inscription was etched, without hesitation, directly over the rare Parthian reliefs, images among the few surviving depictions of that distant era, silent yet filled with stories. In Bistoun, history has converged, but not in a gentle dialogue, rather in a bitter collision. The Sheikh Ali Khan inscription now stands as a symbol of ignorance, a reminder of how a single careless decision can sever the delicate thread that binds us to our past. Bistoun is the land of speaking stones, and these stones are not mere canvases for self-display. They are the guardians of our collective memory, deserving only care, humility, and respect.